Hmong Christians continue to suffer in Vietnam, extremists shut down a church to make room for a Hindu temple in India, and a medical ministry narrows its focus for short-term missions teams. These stories and more coming up in this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Becky Carlson. In violation of Vietnam's new religion policy, authorities in Vietnam's far north are pressuring new Hmong Christians to recant their faith. Compass Direct reports work teams are being sent in to help change their minds. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein recently returned from Vietnam.
They're trying to get these people to let go of their tribal identities and learn Vietnamese and learn Vietnamese culture and everything else. There's a lot of persecution, especially the Hmong people who helped the CIA during the Vietnam War. A lot of it is Christian persecution because a lot of these people, these tribal people, become Christians.
Despite the combination of religious and ethnic persecution, the church is growing and the needs are great.
The man we work with has actually spent 7 years and 3 months in prison. He now oversees 500 churches. The day before we saw him, he had been with some Hmong pastors and they said, "Pastor, we really need more Bibles. Can you get us more Bibles?"
Meanwhile, in Uttar Pradesh, India, a Hindu extremist group physically forced a Christian church led by a Gospel for Asia missionary to shut down. Extremists plan to replace the church with a Hindu temple and to torture nearby Christians both physically and mentally until they deny Christ and agree to follow Hinduism. The group has recruited young Dalit boys to help with the attacks. Pray that the Lord would protect these believers and change the hearts of the Hindu radicals. You're listening to Mission Network News. CURE International's Jerry Meadows says CURE is raising its standards for its short-term missions participants to increase effectiveness.
For too long, North American short-term missions have been focused on the goer. We need to reverse some things now and or come to a better balance and be very concerned about the receiver in the other country and how we're serving them.
In order to refocus its standards, CURE has created more detailed qualification for its short-term mission participants, including medical expertise and conviction to honor God. Meadows explains that higher standards will ultimately be better for recipients.
So that the impact isn't short-term, the worldview expansion isn't short-term. The only thing short-term is a trip.
CURE hopes that in the process, they will set an example for other ministries with short-term programs. Elsewhere, World Hope International recently celebrated 10 years of child sponsorship through a forum held in Bangladesh. The Asian Summit for Hope for Children hosted partners from all across Asia who represented 1,200 sponsored children. Staff of the U.S. World Hope Office led important seminars on human trafficking, AIDS epidemics in children, and the effects of increasing trauma. The seminar encouraged those who work with such horrific situations to remain hopeful. And finally, a new 1,000-watt shortwave transmitter is now on the air in Swaziland, broadcasting the gospel across sub-Saharan Africa and beyond. Built at the HCJB Global Technology Center in Elkhart, Indiana, the replacement transmitter is now serving Transworld Radio. HCJB's David Russell said their expertise is just a part of an ongoing partnership.
It's a special privilege to be able to cooperate with other like-minded organizations, providing help from our base of strength, and they cooperate likewise with us, helping to reach the unreached and the underreached, people who have no access or limited access to the gospel.
The transmitter brings to 9 the number of high-powered transmitters produced by HCJB Global. Russell says it's not about the numbers.
What really counts is the final result. Around 70 languages are being aired. To date, probably 500,000 broadcast hours have aired. There's no doubt that countless numbers of lives have been impacted.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Becky Carlson.